Jeff Locke, fourth-year punter, Minnesota Vikings from UCLA. Paul Allen, Vikings game plan continues. Team's 3-0. How's your season going so far?
So far, so good. In a pretty good spot. Kind of feel relaxed and comfortable and really good to kind of contribute and help this team win, set up the defense, and just helping special teams overall.
Jeff Locke to punt. Jeff had five punts drop inside the 20 in the Green Bay game, which tied a Minnesota Vikings record. Overall, nine punts inside the 20 through 3 weeks, which is tied for third best in the NFL. When it comes to doing that, plopping it inside the 20, what are some keys?
Well, the first thing is you got to get the hang time. The higher you hang it, the better chance you have of getting that bounce, and the better chance you have of kind of placing it where you want it and not hitting that touchback, which in the past I've hit a couple too many of those, so really a big point of emphasis this offseason was trying to control that ball as we get closer to the goal line.
Let's talk about those who assist you with punt coverage, yeah. Specifically your gunners. What is the role of a gunner?
Well, obviously the gunner is the only guy on the field that can go downfield before I actually punt the ball. Everyone else is stuck there protecting until I make contact. So they have a huge role in getting in the returner's face and making him go where we want him to go. I think Marcus Sherrill has kind of shown he is the best gunner in the NFL on top of what he does in the return game. And then we've had McKenzie out there, and then obviously we all saw the CP show this last game, which is just so much fun to watch.
You know, Trey Waynes did it for you last year, and he led the Vikings in special teams tackles, and he was quite good at it, wasn't he?
Yeah, Trey was very good, but I think defensively he's playing a lot more, so we had to kind of next man up, and we have guys step up every week.
Jeff mentioned wide receiver, kick returner, and gunner Cordarrelle Patterson, who had an amazing play in the Carolina game when he was the gunner to the right of you, zipped off the line of scrimmage, split a double team, went steaming down the middle of the field, and got Ted Ginn right as he got it. What a great play.
It was great, yeah. I was able to hit a pretty good punt. Could have been a little bit better, but CP was just right in his face. Usually a fair catch ball, but he didn't, so CP had to wrap him up, which was awesome.
50-yard punt and a negative one return. Special teams play big for the Vikings today.
Is there anything different about you personally or professionally where maybe you've relaxed more as a pro?
I think in general that's pretty much the case. As a young punter and just a young player, I put too much pressure on myself being in here trying to perform each week. So I really just kind of tried to come into my own and relax and have a little more fun this year, and I think it's paying off.
Jeff always has been philanthropically sound. He's worked with Tee It Up for the Troops and also works with a new charity effort now called ACES.
Yeah, it's called Athletes Committed to Educating Students. We work with underserved, low-income 4th through 8th graders in some neighborhoods around St. Paul and Minneapolis, and we just kind of do before and after school tutoring. Kind of cool seeing an athlete come in and say school actually is pretty cool. Delivering that message is really important to me because education's huge for me.
There's a punting term we've heard this season, not with Jeff, but with some punters the Vikings have faced, called out-kicking your coverage. For those of us on the outside who don't exactly know what that means, what does it mean?
Well, in general, punting is a combination of hang time and distance. So out-kicking the coverage would be kicking it too far with too little hang time, giving some of the most dangerous guys on the field too much space to make moves, make plays. And you're putting your guys in a bad spot if you give them all that space to run and for the blocks to get set up. So we always try here to have a match of hang time and distance. So you always have gunners in the face and you always have guys that are getting down there in time.
You hold for Blair Walsh taking the snap from Kevin McDermott. Is that part of the operation hard? Is it super pressure filled?
You try to not make it pressure filled because the more stressed out you are to do it, the more jittery you get, the more you can mess it up. So I'm very lucky to have Kevin there, and he makes my job extremely easy. I think the last couple games, I've really just been setting the ball down. Laces are out, ready to go. It's great that Kevin and I have worked together on that aspect since we were freshmen in college, so him and I have a pretty good setup there.
One of the rare negative moments the Vikings have had on special teams this season took place in the second game at U.S. Bank Stadium. You got smacked pretty hard on that block punt, didn't you?
Yeah, it looks pretty bad on film. I actually got pretty lucky. I really didn't take much of a shot at all.
Yeah.
Adrenaline kind of kept me through the game. A little sore the next day, but really came out all right.
What can you tell us about Giants returner Dwayne Harris?
He is very good. Like we've said, outkicking the coverage, not really an option this week with him and how dangerous he is in the open field. So we got to just keep trucking along, keep working each week at getting better, and try to keep helping this team win.